Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, Republican Rob Astorino, Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, and the Libertarian Party's Michael McDermott talked about hydrofracking, thruway tolls, legalizing marijuana, and being in Buffalo, the Bills football team. But the topic that drew some of the sharpest comments was on corruption and Governor Cuomo's Moreland Act Commission. The panel had been investigating the legislature, but Cuomo disbanded it as part of a budget deal. The U.S. attorney is investigating whether Cuomo's staff interfered with any of the probes. The governor, saying he was glad to clear up a lot of misinformation, says the Syracuse area DA that co-chaired the panel, William Fitzpatrick, made all the decisions on probes independently, and Cuomo denied he ended the panel early.
There was no abrupt stopping. I wanted the commission to get a law passed. That's why I impaneled it. I said to the legislature, when you pass the law, the commission will go away. They passed the law.
Astorino, who has criticized Cuomo over the handling of the commission, jumped right in, saying the Democrat is swimming in a cesspool of corruption.
So you're looking at Andrew Cuomo the rest of tonight. You will see a person who very well may be indicted after this election day comes and goes for witness tampering, obstruction of justice, failure to report crimes. We've seen this before in New York. It has to come to an end.
Cuomo, who has maintained a distance from his opponents up until now, also challenged Astorino, who is Westchester County Executive, directly, bringing up a federal lawsuit against Westchester charging housing discrimination.
As far as what Mr. Astorino said, I mean, this truly is outrageous. The U.S. attorney that he is now quoting said about Mr. Astorino that he's given numerous false and misleading lies. He's been ordered to give a videotaped statement for 7 hours under oath. With a penalty of perjury. When a U.S. attorney says you've done numerous false and misleading statements, that's federal speak for you're lying.
Astorino has said he's fighting the federal government because he wants to maintain local control in housing decisions in Westchester, a county where Cuomo also lives.
Shame on Governor Cuomo for playing the race card this entire campaign, including tonight.
Libertarian McDermott says he's heard too many charges and countercharges about corruption in numerous TV ads run by the Democrats and the Republicans.
And I'll tell you, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of listening to it. I don't want to hear about this stuff. If you want to have a Moreland Commission, somebody independent, who do you trust to have the answer? We've got to get people back into the process. New Yorkers have to be part of the process, and New Yorkers have to decide for themselves who's corrupt, who's not corrupt. I know one thing. I'm not corrupt.
The Green Party's Hawkins says he would restart the Moreland Commission and begin new corruption probes. On fracking, Libertarian McDermott opposes it until, he says, it can be proven safe. Green Party candidate Hawkins says if he were governor, fracking would not happen.
Well, my position is we should ban fracking because it's a danger to the climate. You burn gas and it heats up the planet because of the carbon and methane releases. And it does pollute the water and the land. We already know that from what we've seen in Pennsylvania and around the country.
Astorino, the Republican, says the state should have begun fracking years ago. And he says economically depressed regions of the state, like the Southern Tier, would already be benefiting. Governor Cuomo, when asked what will happen with fracking over the next 4 years, did not directly answer. But he did say that a more than two-year-old health review will be completed by the end of the year, but not before Election Day. And while all four expressed support for the Buffalo Bills football team, none were ready to offer to have the state pay for a new domed stadium, a question asked by a voter in a video. In Buffalo, I'm Karen DeWitt.